Time now for trivia on WCHL. And when you look up trivia in the dictionary, the most trivial person you're going to find is right there beside the definition. It's Freddie Kiger.
Yeah, that would be correct.
Yeah.
Trivial.
How you doing, man?
It's all good.
Good to see you.
Hey, are you watching any of the... Thank you. You know, it's good seeing you.
Yes.
Always.
Thank you.
You watching any of the NBA stuff now?
Not much.
Yeah,
some.
You and I know how we both feel about the organization
that
contributes to tearing away college basketball.
Yeah,
athletes.
Yeah. I'm not really...
But I'll have to confess, I am a little curious, particularly with the Hornets.
Yeah, yeah.
Who had made the playoffs and just kind of a little more, I guess, following to some degree. But we're going to have a question about the NBA today.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, there are some fascinating storylines in the NBA. I mean, Stephen Curry is just phenomenal. I mean, you know. But for the most part, I don't pay a lot of attention to it like I used to.
Right.
You know.
Well, here's our question.
Okay.
What NBA great, the son of an NBA athlete, and recently in the news, was named for a type of steak his parents saw on a menu just before he was born?
You know, my wife and I were having this discussion recently
about this.
I wonder if blank was named for a blank steak.
And that's both of you are correct.
Honest to God, that's true.
Yes, true.
I'm not messing around here.
What NBA great, the son of an NBA athlete, and recently in the news, named for a type of steak his parents saw on a menu just before he was born?
You know.
And folks, we're not talking about Salisbury steak or flank.
Bev asked me that question.
Well, you
and
can
I said,
go home and tell.
You know, I don't know, but I'll look it up. Or I'll tell you what, I'll ask Freddie to look it up.
Well, there you go.
That was amazing.
Wow.
What a coincidence.
Another incidence of...
Yeah, really. I mean, that's just almost too much.
We're picking up good vibrations.
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Kiger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. Well, Freddie Kiger wants to know what NBA player
named from a steak
was named for a steak. It was, you know, Ribeye Smith,
right?
Who used to break backboards by slamming
Flank Flaherty.
Yeah. Sirloin Sam Perkins. No, the answer is Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
The youngest of three and only son to Joe and Pamela Cox Bryant, born in Philadelphia, named after the famous beef of Kobe, Japan. And you ready for this?
What?
His middle name, Bean?
Yeah.
B-E-A-N is derived from his father's nickname in the NBA, Jelly
Bean. That's right. That's really amazing. Well,
thank God they weren't sitting in like maybe a vegan restaurant or some other place.
You know,
where he could have been hummus. Hummus Bryant.
Yeah, they wanted to have a younger sister, and they were going to name her Kale.
Okay.
Hey. Thanks.
Sorry, folks.
Thanks, man. I'm sorry. I've gone off the deep end.
That was actually
today.
Pretty good.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and then, of course, there's what you say in the morning after the first of the month is carrot. You can name somebody Carrot, I suppose.
Well, yes,
that
you
has
can.
Absolutely nothing to do with what we were just talking about.
I think I hear my mom calling.
I apologize.
I'm going home.
All right, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right.